And from this, there's nothing that says you can't...
The occupiers arraigned in Buffalo City Court were offered a deal. No camping within a three-mile radius of Niagara Square and stay out of trouble. And in 6 months, the disorderly conduct charges against them would be dismissed. After some brief discussion with the attorney representing them, all agreed. Soon after, members of Occupy Buffalo were marching outside City Court and later outside City Hall, taking aim at Mayor Byron Brown with a decision to move police officers and vehicles into Niagara Square for an overnight sweep that abruptly ended a protest camp that first opened in October. Robert Albini is with Occupy Buffalo.
They came down with a heavy hand on us, and I'm thoroughly disappointed with the way that they approached us. That's my personal decision, and I'm speaking for myself. When 30 police cars come flying around the corner and bulldozers are ripping up our tents and all the hard work that we've put into the things that we've done down there, I am thoroughly disgusted with the way that the city handled this.
So why did the city choose to move in now? Mayor Brown, at his news conference in City Hall, said the Occupy movement chose to decline an offer to extend an agreement that would have allowed them to stay in the square into early March. Their current agreement expired at midnight, and thus they were now trespassing.
Well, it was never the city's intention for the encampment of the square to go on indefinitely. We were looking for the time when the movement would transition or the movement would mature to another phase.
The occupiers say the city kept changing the conditions during talks and gave the movement's General Assembly little time to decide whether they liked the terms. Robert Albini.
The thing is that we move through consensus. That means that 95% of the people need to be on the same page. We're split right down the middle. Some people are like the city did not work in good faith with us, and some people wanted the agreement to be renewed for the 5 weeks. We could not reach a consensus, so we were left in the wind.
Occupy members can still protest in downtown Buffalo as long as they don't camp out within 3 miles of Niagara Square. Those are the terms for the dismissal of charges against those arrested in the early morning eviction. Meanwhile, Mayor Brown has also issued a warning. Don't think of setting up any camps on public grounds outside that radius as well.
The city has an ordinance against camping in public places, so we are not going forward going to allow any camping out in any public place in the city of Buffalo that is in violation of any city ordinance or law that the city has on its books.
Among the options the city has reportedly offered Occupy Buffalo, access to a vacant house within the city. Many of the occupiers found that offer insulting. John Washington is one of the members arraigned in city court.
The city offered us one of the thousands of abandoned buildings that they allow to continue to become decrepit. While they facilitate people like Mark Croce, you know, basically getting free buildings with millions of dollars in grants to rehabilitate them. I don't want to rehabilitate one of the city's buildings. I don't want to take on a responsibility that is theirs. There's a reason Buffalo looks the way it does, and it has a lot to do with what happens in City Hall.
Occupiers now suggest they'll be more mobilized and more active, including member Dan Tritto.
They're paying attention. We're spreading the word. We are getting a lot of support.
Do you need an encampment to do that?
No.
We don't need one.
No,
we're going to occupy everywhere. We're occupying right now. Right now is an occupation.
At his news conference, Mayor Brown acknowledged what he described as a professional relationship with the Occupy movement. He even suggested it played some part in the city's offer to drop charges. So why then the show of force in an overnight sweep? That was the question Police Commissioner Dan Durenda took on at the mayor's news conference.
We didn't anticipate violence, but we prepared for the worst and hoped for the best, and we got the best. It was very peaceful, no issues whatsoever, but we were prepared for whatever would face us. We had to be prepared. Again, very peaceful, no problems whatsoever.
Ask the Occupy members, and it's clear this cordial relationship is now strained, if not severed. Robert Albini was asked if that relationship could be repaired.
It would take a lot of hard work through both groups to extend good faith back and forth. I think a lot more is going to have to come from their end before we're going to move back towards them.
What do you do now? What's your plan right now? How are you going to continue this movement if you want to do that in Buffalo?
My plan is to go unload a truck that's full of my stuff that I had to move out at midnight last night out of my tent where I've been living for the past 4 months, and I'm going to take a shower and take a nap, and then you'll probably see my face in Niagara Square every day.
How about the protesters? Will they continue to protest in a public way?
Absolutely.
The Occupy Buffalo camp may be gone, but protesters say you'll be seeing plenty of them, starting with a planned march from Niagara Square this weekend. It is also believed by many that they will make their presence known at the upcoming Powder Keg Winterfest, which will be located not far from where their tent city once stood. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.